Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
That's right. This Ian is off for the evening. And, yeah, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. I should mention that you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm, and you can call in there. Usually you'll sound a bit better. Skype has a better audio quality, but obviously, you know, if you're downloading the latest episode of Game of Thrones or something like that, yeah, it's not, you're not going to have the bandwidth to make it happen. But, yeah, so our Skype username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a user request. We'll approve it within a few minutes, and then you can call in. Or you can just use the telephone, 855-450-FREE. It's toll-free, 855-450-3733. So, Cantwell, you sent me a piece of audio today that I guess you released in your podcast or something like that?
Well, it was an essay that I wrote, and I've been recording. I've been reading my essays out loud and recording them as a podcast. So I've got, you know, Radical Agenda, which is the rebranding of some garbage podcast. That's my regular show that I do, and then I release these short audio clips.
The audio short clips are good because you know, people just, you know, people like the shorter clips oftentimes. And in this, you know, you had something to say about the riots that are going on in Baltimore right now. And, you know, I was interested in it. It was in your same style that you generally do things online in, and, you know, rather forceful. So I actually bring it in and just kind of read it.
Okay, so I've got this here. It's an open letter to the Baltimore rioters. And, I mean, the driving thing here, I get so angry about this whole situation. It's like wherever I see bad things happening, I see leftists race-baiting and doing all sorts of terrible things. And so I write here, police are a curious bunch of folks. There is little question as to what my fate would be if I violently abducted a man off the streets and he died before I had released him.
Yeah, that would be really weird, right? Like if you abduct a guy you know, he ends up dead and then you release him, what would that be like in your life? It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd be charged with murder or manslaughter or something to this effect. But, you know, if you collect a paycheck funded by coercive taxes, slap on a badge, and magically this behavior earns you a paid vacation instead of a lengthy prison sentence. Because these guys are now, they're on paid leave, is the way they put it. So when you're a police officer, the way that they punish your bad behavior is by giving you a paid vacation. Which
that's what they do with police officers. Yep.
So when I hear the story of Freddie Gray and the riots that ensued afterwards, they make a great deal of sense in some ways. People are rightly furious. I'm not going to go ahead and give you the violence is not the answer line, because that's a lie. There is a predatory gang of criminals at large who rob, assault, kidnap, and murder with impunity. The police and the institution for which they stand are your enemy, and they will not stop victimizing you until doing so becomes so dangerous that they find more productive ways of sustaining themselves.
Now, I find this interesting. This point of view. So, I think that people have been talking about institutional racism for a long time, and not much has happened with that, right? Like, whatever it is, whatever institutional racism is, and I believe it exists, I don't think it is as big of a motivating factor in a lot of these events as it is, you know, wrapped up to be, but I believe it exists. And so, obviously, talking about it hasn't done much. It does seem like there's a great deal of pressure being put on policing organizations across the country right now because events like Ferguson happen. Whatever you think about Michael Brown or whatever, it's pretty clear that there are some people that are pretty upset with the way they're treated.
And yeah, that's obvious enough.
They don't feel served by police. And that is, you know, like, Right? Like, you could just say, those people are a bunch of a-holes, and you could dismiss the whole thing. Or you can say that, you know, maybe this maybe these policing organizations aren't living up to what their customers are hoping to get from them. And at the very least, you know, those customers should have a choice on who provides them protection services. Maybe the policing services they're getting are the best that we can hope for, but we wouldn't know because there's not competition, right?
Well, right, and I think that people should be able to choose their service providers based on any criteria they want. You know, if people are living in a black neighborhood and want to hire black security guards, I think that if they want to discriminate based on race, that they should be able to do that, for example.
Well, in Baltimore, the police department, although not indicative of the city as far as its racial composition, is heavily black. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's still...
Yeah, I mean, I know their mayor and the president of the city council are black, for example. I mean...
Sure, yeah. Whatever. I find Baltimore to be a very interesting case where the rubber may really be hitting the road on this one, because you basically have a black city with black government and pretty black police.
And Walter Williams has made the case before. Walter's a black economist from... George Mason University, and he's pointed out that in the places where blacks have the political power, they actually also have some of the worst quality of life that you could ever hope to avoid.
I don't think it's because of the color. I think it's probably because of the Democratic policies, would be my guess.
Well, yeah, exactly. He makes the case, and I would agree with him, that this is not causal, but there's a strong Democratic leaning in the black community. They're being targeted with all of this propaganda that, you know, it results in terrible fiscal policy.
Let's go to the phones. Got Johnny B on from New Jersey. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Not a lot. I'm going to stay on your topic real quick and then mention something that needs to be brought forward.
Alrighty.
I got a good friend that used to be a dispatcher for the police department. We were having a discussion when Ferguson was going on. He said, Johnny, you know what happens to a police officer when he wrecks his cruiser? Wow, I've never thought about that. Do you know what happens to a cop when he wrecks his car?
What?
He gets a week of desk duty. That's it.
Okay. That's not so bad, right?
Yeah, it's not so bad. No mark on his driving record or nothing. I was like, dang, Chris, that is just wild. I've never thought about it. So
it's worse to wreck a car for a police officer than it is to shoot somebody.
I would think so. Well, they're sick to get paid.
But you get paid. You could get paid to sit at a desk, or you get paid to go home and have sex with your wife. I mean, what, you know, one of these things is preferable to the other.
Which would you rather do, sit at a desk or have 3 days off? You know, sit at a desk for a week or have 3 days off. So I would say that the worst punishment comes for wrecking the car.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, here, I was on a conference call last night, and there was a lady from Baltimore called in, and she released this little piece of news that nobody seems to be catching here.
Okay.
It seems after they collected all the school children for school yesterday, they took them to the bus housing facility where they parked the school buses, offloaded them, and put them under police protection. And the parents couldn't find out what was going on. The children were refusing to release the children to the parents.
And the parents, I can tell you what would happen if a private daycare had done that.
Think about it. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's kidnapping.
Do you have any kind of source for this? Because it's such a claim that I don't even know what to think about it. That they're taking kids and just sort of holding them. I mean, that's what they're doing in public school anyway. But they're holding them in a different spot, with the, I guess, the intention of keeping them from rioting, I assume.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. It was just a lady that was on the call. Actually, okay. Came into the call afterwards. If we had anybody in Baltimore that could talk about this.
Yeah, I would be fascinated to hear more about it. Thanks for the call, Johnny.
Hey, they had the same situation happen where I used to work. We had a tornado drill come through, and they tried to lock us into our workplace. I'm like, guys, I'm sorry, but you're not locked to be in amongst all this equipment if there's a tornado coming through this area.
You'll be safer in here with this dangerous equipment. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I don't know what I would think about I know what I would think about my kid being sort of kept away from school. That would be very disturbing to me. I'd like to find out more about this. If you know anything about it, just give us a call at 855-450-FREE. So we were talking about sort of the pressure that's being put on by these events across the country. There have been several events in recent past, and they're getting more and more, it seems, disruptive as time goes by. I think that policing organizations, governments, are finding themselves pressured now to kind of get ahead of the ball when it comes to somebody being shot or killed, some black person being shot and killed, and hopefully everybody else, too. 855-453.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheened.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. free. It's 855-450-3733. It's a toll-free call. Give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. This evening, it seems to be a great deal about the Baltimore situation. And love to hear what your thoughts are on that. If you're going online, you need to protect yourself. And one of the best ways to do that is ProXPN. Because what ProXPN does is it creates an encrypted tunnel from you to your whatever website you're going through, your service provider, your internet service provider. So that means that criminals that are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, trying to get information about your
Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi packets. All they get is encrypted mumbo-jumbo. Same with governments that might be trying to see where you're going, or your internet service provider, or anybody who wants to see what you're doing online. They can't if you have ProXPN. Now, they've got an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux, and you just install it, you log on to it, and then you're going on the internet. One account works for all your devices. You don't have to have a separate account for each device. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use the promo code FTL50 and you get 50% off of the annual account. That's like $5 a month. So FTL50, proxpn.com/FTL. Once you get the account, it's got unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world. So you can pretend you're coming from Singapore or wherever. Now, they've got all kinds of options. It gets you past regionally blocked websites, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. So, Cantwell, we are reading an article that you wrote over at your website, ChristopherCantwell.com, and it's a commentary on what's going on in Baltimore.
It sure is, and it sort of goes into this the race pimping aspects of it, and the violence that's going on down there. And
do you think there's no racial component to this? I mean,
I'd say that the racial component is in the backlash. I don't think that police are waking up in the morning and deciding that they're going to go out and kill black people. I think that is utterly preposterous. I think it's ridiculous, especially in a city like Baltimore. You have to, you're a cop in Baltimore. You're dealing with black people all day long. And I don't know how the names of these officers or how long they've been cops. I haven't looked into their particular history yet. But presumably they've been police officers for some period of time. So the idea that they signed up for police work in the city of Baltimore because they wanted to go into a career of oppressing people because of their skin color really seems utterly just preposterous to me.
If you did want to oppress somebody because of their skin color, though, you know where you'd go, right? Like where you could go. You could go into the police and do that.
As a matter of fact, I think that would be a completely ridiculous career path for somebody who just, had this burning hatred for racial minorities. I think that...
Haven't you seen, the O.J. Simpson audio? Remember when they were talking about, it looks like gorillas in the mist out here? I remember them saying that specifically. And oftentimes, they'll get little tidbits off of radio and text between police officers where they're saying things that are clearly racially biased, right? And
people say racial things. I mean,
yeah,
I think that's like a normal fact of life, right? I mean,
yep.
I used to date a black girl, and it was really interesting to go over to a family barbecue and be the one white guy there, right? And mm-hmm. and they'd make plenty of commentary about my skin color, and it was fun, right?
Right.
Like, we were open about it, and they didn't feel guilty about it.
As long as it's amusing, it's all fine, right?
Right. Whenever we talk about race, it's as if like white people are supposed to have they're disarmed in the discussion, right? Like we're going to be, whenever we say something about race, we're going to be labeled a racist, right? And anybody else can say any number of things about white people. I was watching on the Huffington Post today celebrating that white people will be the minority by 2045, right? That this is a wonderful thing that everybody should be ecstatic about, that white people are on the decline. You could just imagine.
Well, I think it's reality. I don't know whether it's I don't find it the thing is I wish that it wouldn't matter at all, right? Like that's what my wish is that Like, so what? I wish that it didn't matter that why people are saying this. Now, by the way, it's still the white people will still have a plurality at that point. There will still be the largest minority. This right. is just saying
we're,
that
we're hey, dipping below 50% of the population of the United States.
If you say that there's one type of person, white, and then another type of person, non-white, and you put all the non-whites in a category and, you know, rack them up against the whites, I mean, this is a ludicrous way to separate people, but I could, you know, people do it. And I think it will be interesting, but really of no consequence early on.
I don't like, I feel like there's an agenda there, right? Like, I think that there are people who there's racism against white people, right? And they're like, there's too many of these people, and they're too powerful, so we've got to get rid of them. Like, you don't have, like, these forced integration policies in other countries, right? Like, in non-white countries, you don't have this, like, hey, you know, you guys have to have acceptance and non-discrimination and open borders and yada, yada, yada. Like, that does not go on in non-white countries, you know? But it goes on here.
Well, most countries aren't the mixing pot that the United States is. So the Americas have something unique. Essentially, people came over from the old world with all their diseases, largely wiped out the indigenous population, mostly through sort of unintentional biological warfare, and the rest of the way through slavery and full-fledged warfare.
Right.
And that left a lot of resources untouched for people to kind of mix. Whereas when you look at the old world where, people tend to sort of fight with their neighbors and they have their own ethnicities and those may or may not be separated out into nation states, yeah, obviously there's not going to be a lot of integration there because that's where people are from. But this is where they came to. This is the place they came to, and there's going to be a lot more integration in that circumstance. Some people were brought here against their will. A lot of them were brought here against their will. The Irish, not least among them, the blacks, obviously. So I can see why people say, hey, look, I see a lot of white people in charge. If you're going to look at people based on skin color, and it's an easy way to separate people, they can say, oh, look, I see a lot of white people in charge. I don't feel like I have an opportunity to get ahead. This must be institutional racism. And I see that, and I see that it's an issue. So,
or you could call it democracy, which is, you know, even worse than institutionalized racism. You've got a bunch of white people in an area who elect a government of white people who look like them, and I think it's just sort of normal, right? I don't think that this is like a bunch of people expressing their hatred of some other group, right?
There here in New Hampshire, there's a phenomenon that centers around French names. So, the Catholic minority, French Catholic minority here in New Hampshire. It used to be a real issue. Now, I haven't heard anybody say anything about French Catholics the whole time I've been here except French Catholics, okay? And they, you know, talk about the way things used to be and all this sort of thing. But if you have a last name that ends in "-uh," you're going to get, they say, an extra 5% in the polls simply because every French person, every person with a French last name will vote for you no matter what, is basically the idea.
Well, I say that we should start burning down CVS's because this is obviously racist.
What's that have to do with anything? I don't get CVS.
You didn't hear about them burning down a CVS in Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm sure that there was all kinds of buildings burned down, and obviously it doesn't do anything to make people's lives better. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Looking for your opinion. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here this evening at the Baltimore riots, or certainly, you know, I've been told that just the term riot is racist.
Yeah, there's, you know, all these different code words now that, you know, if you mention any number of things. Somebody said, some government official in Baltimore said referred to the rioters, the people who are destroying private property, as thugs. And someone said, well, you might as well have just said the N-word. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's pretty appropriate if a bunch of people start looting liquor stores and burning down pharmacies. Calling them thugs, you know, might not be a totally racial connotation.
I think that thug life was a thing like 10 or 15 years ago. People were getting that tattooed on their bellies and stuff. I mean, it was cool to be a thug.
Yeah.
You know, but you shouldn't get upset when people use the terminology. Thug was a largely unused word in the 80s when I was younger. I never heard anybody. Thug would have been a term you used back in the 30s or something like that.
Right, but the 90s hip hop really made that like a status symbol.
Right.
Like,
so at that point, you can't use a term and then complain that it gets used. This is one of my problems with the N-word generally. I'm of the opinion, I'm with Oprah and Bill Cosby on this one. It's hard to be with Bill Cosby on much, but at this point, kind of a ruined brand there. But I'm not going to use that term unless
I haven't seen any proof that Bill Cosby did anything wrong. I've seen a bunch of accusations.
I've seen a bunch of accusations too, and certainly everybody deserves their day in court. But there's at this point it's beginning to look like a preponderance of the evidence as far as the accusations go.
Okay.
But when somebody's wealthy, you expect these things to sort of happen. I don't know. I don't know. It's not my place to say.
Off topic anyway.
Yeah, indeed. So I'm not going to use that, you know, that term simply because, you know, these folks that I respect that are, you know, successful in their field don't use it. I think that it's a cheap way to sort of, you know, do the hip-hop thing. I don't find it to be a useful word. But besides that, I don't know, if you propagate the use of the N-word, expect the N-word to be used.
Well, yeah.
To say that only one class of people, only one race of people can use the N-word then moves into the area of racially biased, right?
Well, yeah, and I don't, you know, I obviously won't do it over 150 broadcast stations across the United States.
Not an expect to say I'm coming back.
I do not have a problem using that word in my own productions, right? And if I have to make a reference to somebody who says it, I do not say N-word. Like, I find that so, like, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen incidents where I want to say it was Morgan Freeman is in an interview with some white interviewer, you know, and he's like, well, why don't you just say it? And the guy says N-word, and he's like, no, say the actual word. And the guy like wouldn't do it. He was like terrified to do it in front of Morgan Freeman, Morgan Freeman is prodding him to try to do it
for good reason. You're liable to lose your job in broadcast over the N-word. I mean, you could drop the F-bomb on the air and probably come back to work the next day or the next week. You drop the N-word on the air, and you're not coming back.
Yeah.
You might not come back in the industry, period, ever. There's, you know, plenty of people have had that problem. And so, obviously, there's a great deal of pressure not to do such a thing. It's because in our culture, there'll be a news story out that says, Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live, calls black people the N-word. They won't go and listen to why I said it or that I was quoting something or whatever. It's just once one organization gets out its cudgel and begins beating on your head, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah, there's the political correctness hysteria that goes on, I think, is absolutely destructive. And here's one of the things, a section of, I'm skipping ahead in this article that I have here, because we sort of got to the racism thing before I got to racism in the article. But so I say, your enemy is not society, white people, racism, or capitalism. CVS is certainly not your enemy, so destroying private property and generally...
CVS is in the drugstore.
Yes, and destroying private property and generally making your city a home, your home city unlivable doesn't seem productive at all. Quite the contrary, you're granting your enemy the legitimacy he thrives on. You are making him look like the savior of mankind when he is anything but. Your enemy is the same as mine. Your enemy is the enemy of all mankind. Your enemy is the state. Racism? Your enemy is the enemy of your race, all right. Mine too, and I'm white. He is the enemy of the human race. They prey on all of us, and this perpetual distraction of Black Lives Matter only signals to your white-skinned fellow victims that this is not their problem. A falsehood that dooms your cause if it ever hoped to find a solution.
There are lots of white people that are rallying to this cause, and I saw white people in the crowd in the protests on this. What I wonder is, because of the racial divide... And the whole Black Lives Matter meme, it's not that I don't think there's institutional racism, I do, but I think that it separates people in that what happens when there was when was it, I guess it was about the time of Ferguson, it might have been about the time of Trayvon Martin, I'm not sure. There was an unarmed white kid killed in Utah by a black officer, and... the story never went anywhere. It never got legs. There certainly weren't any riots over it. And the point that I would make on that is that if the next person who's killed by a police officer happens to be white, and there's some percentage of, you know, people that are white that are killed by police officers, this isn't all about skin color, well, there aren't going to be any riots, right? There's not going to be any pressure to prevent police from killing unarmed whites.
No, of course not. As now, a matter of fact, they might turn around and say, yeah, it's your turn now.
Well, I suppose that could be said. I can't speak for anybody in the hypothetical future. But I would also posit that if police departments begin to feel the pressure, as I think they are now, right? Like North Charleston, where the police officer was charged with murder recently for shooting the black man in the back 8 times for allegedly stealing his taser, and turns out he didn't do any of that, just lying, because it happened to get caught on video. And if it hadn't got caught on video, then we know I'm pretty sure we know what would have happened.
Right.
It would have just been, oh, he tried to take his taser, because there wasn't video and we would have known.
Right.
And the cop's word's always going to get taken for it. And I really do think this is really an issue about the government versus us, not black versus white. But
well, on that video, too, in the Walter Scott situation, I mean, the second officer to show up at the scene was black. I mean,
is that the Walter Scott is the one
in North Carolina.
Yeah. So, in that circumstance, we can see the pressures being put on police departments. Obviously, North Charleston, not on fire right now. So I think that you'll see into the future, if pressure continues to be put on these departments, that they'll have to probably shoot less. And that's what I want to see. Fewer shots fired at people. There's just too many people being killed in this country. 1,400 killed by police last year. And that puts us well ahead of pretty much every other modern industrialized country. It doesn't make any sense why the United States should be like that. It's not like that in Canada. It's not like that in Great Britain. It's not like that in Germany. It's certainly not like that in Iceland. And there's no reason it should be like that here.
No, it shouldn't be like that here. But I feel like when people make this a racial issue, what they're ultimately saying is, hey, white people, you don't have to worry about this, right? As long as people are free to believe that police are primarily gunning down blacks and that this is the real issue, they will be free to assume that they are gunning down blacks because of their lifestyle choices and that white society can sit comfortably while that happens. This is false. White people are being taxed and regulated into oblivion while they obediently do as they are told to avoid the direct physical confrontations that go on in black communities.
Well, I'd rather get taxed than beaten, but
really?
Yes, absolutely.
A beating might stop, right? Like, taxes don't, right? Like, if somebody's...
Well, blacks get taxed, too. You can enter... Blacks can choose to enter sort of regular society, get regular jobs and do those sorts of things, and expect to get all the joys of dealing with taxes and bureaucrats and all those things that they get.
Right, and white people can be poor and participate in illegal activities and have frequent contact with law enforcement.
Absolutely 100% true. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. It's on the table. Seems to be Baltimore. Seems to be the issue all over talk radio. And I can see why. The city's on fire. I mean, people are very angry. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Check out the Pocket Power Plus. Gainwell, actually, we let you use the Pocket Power Plus. Have you had a chance to try it out?
I'm tempted to just go on a rant about how great the device is because they're our advertiser, but I have not taken it out of the package.
It is a great source for backup power. It's so small you can just slide it in your pocket or keep it in your glove box of your car. But it's powerful so that in even some circumstances you can use it to jumpstart the car. It comes with jumper cables. You don't find these little battery packs that they sell for charging your cell phone and stuff with very often with jumper cables. And it also has all kinds of fittings for laptops and these sorts of things. I haven't found a battery that you can use to power your laptop. That's why the Pocket Power Plus is so amazing. It'll run electronic devices for hours, days in some cases, and you can get it for half price. That's right, half price. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, use the numeral 9, PocketPowerPlus9.com, and use coupon code FTL, and you can actually save a little more. So PocketPowerPlus9.com to buy this great device. Ian loved it, and we wanted you to try it out too, Cantwell, so give it a shot.
I will. I'll definitely make a point to do that. But now Free Talk Live listeners know that when I come in and I tell them how wonderful the Pocket Power Plus is, that it's because I really thought it was, because I wouldn't lie to them.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't do it either. I mean, you know, if you haven't had a chance to do it, I know you've been having a lot of trouble with your car recently. So
yeah, it's not the battery is not the problem.
The battery is not the problem.
If that thing could fix the thermostat leak that I've been trying to fix, then I would have used it.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thing is, you have to wander around parking lots looking for somebody who needs a jump just to test it. You know, do that jump.
Yep, I that might be it. We've had a difficult time with really sort of experiencing that because you have to have a vehicle that's properly discharged. Sometimes you have a battery that just can't be jumped no matter what you put on
right.
it. You can't put a trickle charge. You can't put anything on it. We had a circumstance like that, and well, we needed to buy a new battery. The Pocket Power Plus isn't going to run your car, but they do have video on the internet of it working. And well, okay,
maybe I'll leave the radio on tonight.
Yeah. Have to trust that, you know. So, actually, just to continue the whole racial violence question is, well, first of all, one point about language. I disagree about the thuggery thing. Thuggery is a thug or thuggery isn't inherently racial. And then to try and turn it racist, like, you know, it's about behavior. Calling someone a thug or alluding to thuggery is about behavior, not about race. And then trying to racify that is obviously trying to deflect the argument away from what the person is actually doing, their behavior.
Yep. I concur.
I mean, it's like,
You will admit, Glenn, that at times people will – what I've found is when people are confronted about the N-word, often they'll make it about behavior too. So if you've ever heard somebody, he's not an N-word, he's a black guy.
I've heard black people say that too. Yeah, exactly. So, well, it's okay for Chris Rock to go on cable and call me cracker all they want, but I dare not say anything.
Yeah, I guess I'm not confronted by the word, but it's certainly been used in my my daily life.
Right.
At times.
Actually, the main point I wanted to make was, unfortunately, it's always horrible when someone is criminally or violently killed, no matter what the color scheme. But statistically, and I'm hearing this alluded to a lot in talk radio these days, is that when black people are criminally violently killed, it is most often by another black person. Same thing with people who talk about Islamophobia. When Muslims are violently killed, it is most often by another Muslim. Strangely enough, when white people are criminally violently killed, it's most often by someone of another race or persuasion.
Is that so?
That's at least that's what I'm hearing people alluding to, like FBI stats or something, I suppose.
Because I would assume that the vast majority of murders going on were sort of inter-family and inside of a family.
But maybe they have a divided street crime. Unfortunately, I'm parroting internet primary source material at my disposal.
One can always sort of mix up the numbers. There's no doubt about it, and it does tend to be that people, the people of the lower socioeconomic class, or what I would conveniently call low class people tend to be the ones that commit the sort of violent crimes, the street crimes, those kind of things. And the claim would be, and I think there's some fairness to it, is that many times if you're, racial minorities are kept out of the higher classes by sort of institutional racism, so therefore the weight, the blame for crime is going to fall on their shoulders. What do you think about that?
Well, so some economic level comes in. It's funny that you use the word class, two different denotations of the word class, right? Because I know a great many poor people who have a lot more class than wealthier people.
That's true. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
So, I was actually just trying to pull up the crime statistics that the gentleman was referring to there, and I have not managed to do that before you pointed your finger at me. So, but look, I've been to jail twice, right? You've been to prison, Mark. I mean, when I was locked up, people make a big deal black people are disproportionate proportions of the prison population, and that this is an obvious indicator of racism. Now, I was locked up, and certainly I was a minority in jail. But it was this weird thing. I found that I was not surrounded by a bunch of fine, upstanding, innocent young black men who were just thrown in jail because of their skin color. Did you find similarly when you were locked up?
What, the majority of people that were in jail were not in there for not committing crimes? Yeah, I would say the majority of... I've heard numbers like 15% of people are in prison are basically innocent. I didn't see numbers like that when I was there. I saw numbers that were significantly lower than that. Now, obviously, that's just anecdotal, me going through and believing who I believe. I tend to be a rather cynical person. My assumption is that every one of you lying bastards is going to say that you're innocent when in fact you're not. So I found a handful of people I believed, and now in retrospect, I don't even believe about half of that handful. I think they were just people that were good at talking their, you know, telling their story, whatever it might be.
And in, I think, the vast majority of cases where somebody is wrongly convicted of a crime, it's usually because there was some terrible pattern of behavior that led up to them being in that circumstance before. Right?
A lot of times, and I would say that that was what was so for me.
Right.
That I went to prison for murder. I killed no one. But, you know, there's a lot of things you can point to about my behavior surrounding the incident. Not good at all. And that's why I never say innocent. I just say I didn't kill anybody.
Right.
Because I don't believe I was innocent. I believe I was doing wrong things and that I have a great deal of things to be remorseful for and that I can conduct myself significantly better. And I didn't.
Right. And so when we're talking about police going and disproportionately hurting or incarcerating or killing black people, well, I mean, it's sort of important to take into consideration that in a lot of these cases, it's not this completely innocent, gentle giant as it's tried to be portrayed, right? There are things going on in these communities that are causing them to come into contact with law enforcement more frequently, right?
Sure.
Whether or not it's because they did what's accused of or whether or not the police violence was appropriate in the instance is a separate issue. But if people are going to go and riot in the streets and burn down buildings and loot stores because they believe that police are just racist, that is not indicative of the situation that's happening. It's a fundamental departure from reality. And I'm all for, look, I'm a propagandist. I'm anti-government. I am all for saying terrible things about police and politicians and every agent of the state. But this is not what's happening there, and it's horrifically destructive.
Well, I'm not willing to go down the same path and say that there isn't institutional racism.
Where does this, you say that you believe that there's institutional racism.
Yep.
Can you point to that for me, please?
Sure. When one looks at these situations, first off, I'll talk about my personal experiences. I worked with law enforcement a great deal as the staff canteen operator of at the prison, and I can tell you that in a lot of my experience, there were a lot of bigots working there as law enforcement officers, as prison guards.
Okay.
I can understand. Humans are good at pattern recognition, and a great deal of the people that they were dealing with were black, right?
Right.
So when you deal with a lot of black people who are criminals because they're in prison, you're going to have a low estimation of black people generally. I get it, but that is probably true in working with in police officers in their work, too.
I think they generally have a low opinion of prisoners.
855, 453.
It is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.